Well, what's clear, well, first of all, you cannot make a pager explode just by burning up the battery. I mean, you might be able to do some damage to some people, but not much. So what we're dealing with here is the Israelis, no doubt the Israelis, got into the distribution network for these pagers and put plastic explosives in them, and it doesn't take much, 10 to 15 grams. I filmed a sequence in a bedroom in Gaza once a couple of years ago, where the Israelis killed Yahya Yesh, the Hamas bomber, with a telephone. And the way it worked was they gave the telephone to one of his cousins, who was in the room with him, and handed him the phone, said, "Hey, your father's on the phone. He wants to talk to you." As soon as Yahya Yesh puts it to his ear, they exploded it remotely over a cell network. Now, pagers work off a radio network, and they're one way, so they should be safe in the, and you can't trace them like you can a cell phone. I mean, with a cell phone, I can tell you, if I were doing a trace on it, exactly where you're sitting in which office. I could even turn your camera on so I could see you. But with pagers, they thought they were safe, but what they didn't manage to take care of is the distribution network. And you just send out an encrypted signal to all these pagers, and bam, there they go.
How long does it take to do something like this?
Oh, man, it's remarkable what the Israelis have done in Iran and Lebanon. And it's and, you know, it's we American intelligence use cell phones to track people. But their ability to get on the ground and insert hundreds, if not thousands, of these pagers to Hezbollah is a remarkable operation. And it's probably been in the works for maybe years. I don't know.
Well, it's certainly something that's got everyone's attention today. And so the idea of doing this, if they were able to do this, there's this question about whether or not it would have been more valuable if they had access to these pagers to use them as tracking devices, a high
Well,
value.
that's the whole thing, is if they're radio networks, they just receive, they don't transmit. I assume these are one-way systems where they can just receive signals, so you can't really track them. Our special forces use them, where they'll carry pagers and then they're to use other communications if they have to call back in, but you really can't track them. And the question is, why did the Israelis do it right now? Is this part of a plan to go to Lebanon? Or, but Hezbollah is in trouble in the sense that their communications network has just been blown up. They can't use cell phones, they can't use pagers. And JJ, my question is, why has Hezbollah got so sloppy? Did they not take apart these pagers and look inside of them to see the explosives? Because it's readily apparent, if anybody with any expertise takes one of these pagers apart, that they've manipulated. That's really my question. Is, Hezbollah is not the organization it used to be.
All right. So, that said, you believe that the network has been, well, they've said it themselves. This is the worst security breach ever. So you feel that this could have a profound impact on the organization's ability to do what it does, right?
Well, right now, if I mean, they can go back to pagers, but they're going to have to redistribute them. You're going to have to, it's going to take a while. And if the Israelis are preparing to go into Lebanon in force, they've just disabled their communications in a major way, and they've been weakened. And if I were looking at this from the Israeli point of view, I'd say, well, now's the time to hit them when they can't communicate.
Robert Bayer, former CIA Senior Operations Officer, TJ Green, WTOP News.